Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to get into something else. The Chiefs will have another documentary. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. An hour from now, we'll have your Goldilocks, because... fellas, I don't know if you know this or not, but last year I got really involved in college football. I think a lot of that had to help with working in Kansas and being able to play bets.
Yeah, that helped a lot too, yeah.
Also, there was a team in, I think they play in Boulder, Colorado, that got my attention. That was very fun. Do you believe? Nah, was the quote from Deion Sanders. But first, we dive into the local teams. Missouri plays tonight. Kansas plays tonight. K-State will play Saturday. And then Colorado plays tonight. So we can start with the team that plays in Columbia. They play Murray State.
I like Murray Steaks in Minneapolis. That's a good place.
That's funny. But the thing is that this game tonight in Columbia against Murray State, the first game, it is sold out. Eli Drinkwitz got his wish. Good. They finally sold it out, which is great. If there's anything I know from experience, Columbia, if I was 21 years old, would be the place to be tonight. It's Thirsty Thursday in College Town, USA.
Yes, it is.
It's the first football game.
Best night of the
week
in college.
You could meet your future wife and have a lot of fun watching your team kick the snot out of a team that you're paying to come play you in your stadium. Because
there's nothing worse than having one of those games on that team you're paying beat your ass.
Missouri is a 48-point favorite.
Ooh.
The money line is completely off the table at DraftKings. The over-under in this game is 57.5. I'm just really more excited to see the Luther Burden Brady Cook connection. It was there last year. Cook came back. He's got Theo Weiss on one side, Luther Burden on the other side. And I'm honestly really, really excited to see how great of a player Luther Burden is, because all we've gotten to go off this year is the video game, how he's the best wide receiver in the game.
Right.
He's going to be the number one wide receiver taken in the draft. Probably be a top 10 pick. Easy to say that. Could be a top 5 pick, maybe, if he just absolutely dominates. But I am excited to see the start of the Missouri road that could lead to a college football playoff bracket at the end of the season, because of where their roster is, where their head coach has finally gotten this program. Should be a fun time to be a Missouri Tiger fan.
Well, it should be. It should be a fun time to be a local college football fan for every university. I don't know that there's ever been a season where we're going in where all three fan bases have legitimate postseason expectations, right? Maybe last year a little bit with some postseason expectations, because Kansas was starting to play some good football right now. But I'm talking about real postseason expectations, right? Like basketball terms, every team should make the tournament and has expectations to make the tournament. I think that's how Kansas fans feel this year. I think K-State fans feel that way. And I think Missouri fans feel that way, that all three of their teams can make it into the tournament this year. And obviously this is the first year of having that tournament. So it makes college football so much better. Like, college football has gone from a sport that I didn't pay much attention to as a child, because I grew up and there were no college teams, and then went to KU, became a college football fan. Then all the reshuffling of the conference conferences, I'm like, all right, I'm out of this. It's just, it's ridiculous. I don't like what's going on. And then the NIL came in. Marvin Harrison Jr. came around. Deion Sanders showed up. I'm like, I'm back into college football. And now we got the college football playoff. We've got Colorado back in the Big 12. And like, there's some really good things and fun things happening in college football right now. And all three local teams are going to be really, really good and really fun to watch this year. Like, I am so excited for the start of college football season. I was like literally depressed last year when my Buckeyes played Michigan and the game was over. And I'm like, well, that's it. There's no more college games until these bowls. I'm like, nobody plays in the bowl games, right? So I'm excited for college football to be back this year. There's a lot of good games this weekend that I think people are going to be paying attention to. And Deion Sanders in Colorado, which play tonight, as you mentioned, on Big ESPN, they are the perfect villain and the perfect team for what college football needs, because you're either rooting your ass off for Colorado or you're rooting your ass for them to fail. And that's what the sport needs. They finally have themselves a true villain in college football right now.
I think it's interesting. I'll dive into my take on Colorado, because that's it. That is the football program that I do root for, because I think Deion's great for the sport. I love the role of the heel. I think when he leans into it, he's calling himself like the big bad wolf. He's growing out the gray beard with the sunglasses, the flat bills, and the hoodies, and the way that's.
Has he ever been a heel before, though, Dusty?
I think he was a heel his whole career.
You do?
Yeah, unless
unless
you were in Dallas or San Francisco or Atlanta. I mean, other than that, it was like he was a heel for his own team.
You think so? Because
he got
always
flown into the World Series privately,
great.
And everyone's like, "Who the hell is this guy getting special treatment?"
Yeah. Well, he had a baseball game or football game earlier that day, right?
And then he did the high step, and you hated to see it. And then he was, showing up in an expensive Mercedes-Benz golf cart. Like, he's always been a heel.
I never looked at him as a heel. I looked at him because I was a kid when he was doing all that kind of stuff. I looked at him like, I want to be like that guy. That guy's awesome, right?
And he was one of those guys that could do something that not everybody could do. Right. He was basically one of two players that did what they did, and that was him and Bo Jackson. Like, Bo Jackson's career was shorter, but I mean, you don't see a lot of guys play both sports now because money's so much more higher in a contract than it would be. They'll just pay you to where you don't go play somewhere else. But no, I think he's always been a heel. I think he's always kind of been like, I hate that guy because he's so good, but also I hate that guy because he's arrogant. But like, I hate that guy because he's arrogant because he can back it up.
He backed it up, though. Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. Like, I remember. Yeah. What was it? It was.
I don't know that high step. Like, I'm not a fan of Dallas, San Francisco, or Atlanta, but that high stepping into the end zone after interceptions or punt returns, that was awesome to watch. I guess maybe because that was my wheelhouse as a child.
Yeah.
Like, and that guy was huge when I was a kid. I loved Deion Sanders. I never hated Deion.
Go talk to Kurt Likens for about 5 minutes and bring up Deion Sanders. Let me know if you think he's a heel.
Okay, that's fine. But the other thing about Deion too that I think it's so understated. What really set me kind of over the edge, if you will, if that's right, in my love for Deion was when he was Leon Sandcastle and came here and gave the press conference as Leon Sandcastle, and the rest of the media didn't get the bit and were getting upset with Deion Sanders. And then he said his agent was Rich Blackmon, and I was dying. And he was looking at me, and he knew that, like, I got the bit. And most of the media there was like mad because he was being Leon Sandcastle, not Deion Sanders. And I'm like, I love this guy. And I've loved him on TV. And I love the fact that he's coaching Colorado because he brought me back into football. Now, is he doing everything right out there? It doesn't appear to be from some of the stories that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to take away from my like love, if you will, of watching this guy do his thing.
We move on to KU. They play tonight on ESPN Plus, I believe, at 6 o'clock.
Right.
You've got some good talent over at KU. You got the real deal, Devin Neal, at the running back position. Great running back, came back this year to play one more year in college football. Future third round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, because Isaiah Pacheco will be getting ready to get paid, and you'll see the Brett Veach process take over. I'm kidding. I don't know. Maybe they do. Who knows? But also, Jalen Daniels, their quarterback, is a quiet Heisman Trophy candidate that you have to keep your eyes on. Now, I know some people are going to say, I'm going to roll my eyes, whatever. But the thing is, he's got the skill set to be that type of Heisman quarterback because he can't use his legs. He can't throw for yardage. Their offense has been much better since Leipold's taken over. Mm-hmm. So don't think that I'm like talking out of my ass when I say that Jalen Daniels could be a Heisman Trophy candidate, a quiet one. because of what he can do. And I do believe in some places on the internet that I had seen before, there were some talks about who's a sleeper Heisman candidate. His name came up multiple times.
Yeah, he's 18th in odds right now.
18th?
18th plus 3,500.
The last 2 years he was supposed to play, he never plays.
Right, well, he got hurt.
And well, there was a lot of question on whether he was hurt or whether he was, you know, holding out for more money or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, like he's got to play a full year before we could even consider him for any sort of awards, right?
Sure, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just think that, like, when you look at his skill, I mean, 35-1 is not that terrible of an odds.
No, it's not. Like, that's what you want in odds. 2-1 odds, that doesn't win you any money.
No, but I'm saying, like, 35-1, sneaky, quiet candidate, KU's offense, KU's team. They'll play in a, I believe they will play, is it Sporting Park tonight or Children's Mercy? Children's Mercy Park, right?
I thought that was it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's Sporting Park anymore. I think it's Children's Mercy Park.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just trying to be honest here. Bad Kansas Cityan for you, but I know they're playing there tonight. They'll play some of their games at Arrowhead.
Yeah, they're playing at Sandstone.
Yeah, they're going to play at Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
Big enough field for it. But no, I'm excited because K-State will play Saturdays, so don't want to dive too much into K-State. They play, who do they play? They play Tennessee Martin.
Alcorn State.
Isn't it Furman or something? No, that's Ole Miss.
No, it's a gentleman's name who they play. Yeah, Tennessee Martin, yeah.
Oh, yeah, UT Martin.
Tennessee Martin. KU plays Lindenwood tonight. We already had their buddy of the defense coordinators to take the under.
Yeah, take the under.
But KU favored by 46, Mizzou favored by 47.5. Colorado favored by 9.5 against North Dakota State, which North Dakota
That's going to be the competitive game. I mean, let's call it what
ESPN
it is. No Dak State is pretty good, you know. Yeah, they're a good school.
It's on ESPN because it's Deion. It's on ESPN because it's the best college football game tonight.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right? Yeah. So you got Royals on one TV, and then you're bouncing college football on the other TV.
Correctamundo. Yeah. So when you think about this, Devin Neal from the Texas line needs less than 800 yards to be the all-time leading rusher at KU history. Pretty impressive
that
there.
That is, yeah.
Gale Sayers, look out. Yeah. I don't know if he's
John Riggins, look out. I wonder who is the leading rusher at KU.
My guess would be Gale Sayers.
I would guess John Riggins, but I'm going to guess it's probably neither of those two because those are the names we're thinking of. It's probably you're probably going to look up somebody and you're going to go, oh, yeah, it's that guy.
June Henley.
That's, yep.
Tony Sands and then James Sims.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
There's your leader. So if June Henley
was
at the top of your league.
Yeah. Who'd you say was number two? Tony Sands. He was a little bit before my time there at KU, but yeah.
June Henley rushed for a total of 38-41 as a KU
running
back.
That's back when dudes played 4 years, you know? Yeah. I wonder what June Henley's doing now. I think he was drafted and was in the NFL maybe for a hot minute.
All-time leading passer is Todd Reesing.
Yeah.
And the glory days of the Kansas Jayhawks and Mizzou football, which will start up again next year. Can't wait for that. But no, KU tonight, Mizzou tonight, Colorado tonight. I know Colorado's not local, but they're a Big 12 team.
Look, it's a national story. Everybody's paying attention to Colorado, right? I think Colorado's one of those teams, Dusty, if you walk in.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To any store, wherever you are, you ask five people who the coach of Colorado is, they're going to tell you who the coach of Colorado is, right? They know it's Deion Sanders. That's why Colorado's important, because everybody knows him. Every casual fan knows that Deion's out there coaching at Colorado. I bet you right now, and maybe I'm wrong on this, and you guys can weigh in, and Mac, you're more of a college football guy than any of us. I guarantee you more people know who the coach of Colorado is than Alabama.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Right. Exactly.
But I will say this. What do you think is a better story for tonight with Colorado? They blow out the team in Shedeur Sanders and...
He just signed a Nike deal yesterday.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
And he has a huge game. Like, we're talking like 6 total touchdowns, 500 total yards passing, 100 yards rushing. It just has a huge night against North Dakota State. Or they lose. What's the bigger story?
Oh, wow.
I feel like if they lose, it's the obvious. I think it's like, Deion sucks.
Right,
like,
it's the pile-on effect if they lose.
But if
Shedeur Sanders goes out and balls against Nodak State and does something like that, I think people will say, that's North Dakota State. Let's wait till he gets into, the real games against, the Big 12 or whatever the case.
Well, because this happened last year, right? They started off, I don't know what game it was. They won early on, and then what, they went 3-9 the rest of the year?
They started 4-0. Yeah, that TCU game.
And I was like, TCU's like, TCU sucks now. Okay,
TCU
they
was
lost
like
everyone.
14.5-point under, or they were 14.5-point favorites.
Yeah, Colorado just blasted them, man. Motorboated them.
Like, oh my gosh, they were in the championship last year. It's like, it's a whole different team. It doesn't matter. Yeah. For reference, Shedeur Sanders, we mentioned Jalen Daniels, Kansas quarterback, plus 3,500 to win the Heisman. Shedeur Sanders, plus 4,000.
So 4-1.
Yep. Or I guess 40-1.
40-1. 40-1. Oh, 3,500, 4,000. Yeah, 40-1. Yeah. Wow, he's got...
Yeah, he's
Well, the problem also is that because... The problem that he's so low is because the guy that he throws to... he just lost his name.
Travis Hunter.
He's the versatile guy.
Yeah.
And if he's going to throw a bunch of yards, they're probably going to go to Travis Hunter. If he's going to throw touchdowns, they might go to Travis Hunter. So it kind of debunks his. Whereas Travis Hunter is also going to play D-back.
D-back, yeah.
And have numbers there. So that, what's Travis Hunter's odds to be Heisman? Probably like, I'd say probably better than Dan. I bet they're, 10-1?
See, you should go place a bet on it, brother. 60-1 right now, plus 6,000 for Travis Hunter.
Wow.
So you think if Colorado wins 8 games, gets into a bowl game, Travis Hunter's their best offensive player and their best defense, he's got to be in consideration.
Well, how do you not have a guy that plays both ways, not just in the conversation, but at the top of the conversation?
I like, think so.
It's one thing to dominate on offense. But if you're dominating on offense and defense, you're doing more than any other player in the entire sport. You're the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, this is essentially Desmond Howard is what they're trying to say that he should be or could be because he was the guy that did it last time and played both sides of the field.
From the text line, 913, Colorado has to come to Lincoln in week 2. I can't wait to beat the brakes off of them. You think Nebraska's going to do something special? They haven't been relevant since Bud Ice was a beer.
They have Patrick Mahomes' clone. They've cloned Patrick Mahomes.
I know. Yeah. That kid is giving false expectations to the Husker fan. Right?
You love to see it.
Nebraska fans are smoking Marlboro Lights and drinking Bud Ice talking about 1995, baby.
They should go back to Bo Pelini.
They never should have got away from Bo Pelini.
He was just he was too roughnecked for him, I guess.
Yeah, he was calling out fans and whatnot.
That guy could smoke a cig in a rainstorm, though.
That guy, Bo Pelini, man, he didn't fear anybody. I liked him. I thought he was funny.
Mac, I know I'm doing this to you on the fly. Do you know what Avery Johnson's odds are to win the Heisman?
Yes. 25-1. He's plus 2,500. Right. So
that's some juice to squeeze, though.
A lot of local Heisman odds here. So we got Avery Johnson. Then we go Brady Cook, Missouri, plus 3,000. Jalen Daniels, we mentioned, plus 3,500. And then we've got here, give me a second, Luther Barden out of Missouri. Burden, 6,500.
My Buckeyes got Akron this weekend, too. I've been watching tape on the Zips.
Charles Woodson, I'm sorry. Not Desmond. Charles Woodson.
And that's it.
My bad.
It's your local Heisman odds.
Yeah, Charles Woodson, he hit the Heisman in the end zone. Got a penalty for it.
I see him doing it, right? That was one of the great moments, even though he plays at Michigan.
Your crosstown rival. I do want to tie in some.
Nothing good comes out of Michigan.
But that is the college football slate tonight. It's KU at 6, Colorado and Mizzou at 7. Mizzou on SEC Network, Colorado on ESPN, KU is on ESPN Plus, Royals obviously on Bally's and 96.5 The Fan.
Read the top text.
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Bo peed his pants on the sideline. Nut job. Yeah. He's excited.
I think he probably did that because he's football coach, man. I can't take a break. I got to call a play. I'm just going to pee myself.
I mean, the first time I ever did a radio show, I puked.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just nervous?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. The good thing about Bo Pelini, he's one of my Buckeyes, man. That's an Ohio guy.
My boss told me at the time, John Hansen said, hey, you got the show tonight, 3 hours. Good luck. I said, oh, okay.
What time did he tell you that?
10 a.m.
Oh, okay. So you had some time to prepare.
So I was at the house getting everything ready to go, put my rundown together, came up here, and all of a sudden
it was
like,
how nervous were
you? Oh, extremely.
Who was producing for you?
I believe it was either Chris Unicero or it was... Shoot. It was either Unicera. No, I think it was Serta.
Okay.
I think it was Steven Serta.
So you had somebody to talk to, yeah.
And I went in there and I literally got up here, cut some audio. Serta showed up at like 5. He's ready to go. And because I think Hughley was out that night and it was like my first shot. And my boss is like, hey, man, you got the job. You're going to do this show tonight. Good luck. And I was like, okay. Got up to the studio. It was like 4 o'clock. Had everything ready to go. Had the rundown. Probably way too much detail.
Of course. It's better to be that way than...
Right. Yeah, it was 6 pages. And all of a sudden, it gets to like 5:35. And I see Carrington come out of the studio. I'm like, okay. So that's his last break. And it just like hit me. And I was like, okay, you're all right. You're all right. You're right. And then it was like, nope, I got to go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
And it just... All my lunch. And I remember going to the studio. I remember coming back. And
what'd you eat?
I think I had like a chicken Caesar salad.
That matters,
definitely a Caesar salad because it looked the same.
Yeah.
And I remember I came back in and Serta's like, you look pale as a ghost, man. And I was like, I'm sick. I just threw up. And he goes, oh yeah, I always poop before a show. And I'm like, thanks, Serta. Appreciate that. He goes, yeah, I just get a little nervous. You know, just had to take a poop. It's fine. And then he went outside and banged a dart.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Serta's a guy. And then our friendship bloomed from then. But there, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Bo Pelini, man, that guy was intense.
That guy, he was intense, man. He was intense.
I would take out the trash every time if he asked me to do it.
From the 913, Buckeyes is killing me. Horns up. Texas is the most overrated sports program in the history of sports in the United States of America.
We're back.
I mean, seriously, every year, Texas football believes they're winning some sort of national championship.
Somebody says, didn't Vern come from Eastern Michigan? Or I think it's Eastern
Michigan. Eastern, I think. Yes, Vern is the one good thing that came from Michigan, okay? So there's not bad things about everything. It's a blanket statement. My bad, Vern counts. He's good.
I watched that sign ceiling doc last night about
on
Michigan. Yeah, very interesting. Totally cheated.
I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews. Buddy of mine said if you watch it, they'll be like, yeah, he totally cheated. But then they're like, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. And
they play both sides.
And then the very end of it, you're like, so nothing.
Well, they leave it up to you, I guess, to determine whether or not.
They do.
He's at Michigan. He had Harbaugh. He cheated.
Oh, I'd love for you to watch it, Bob, because you'd think this guy's a total just jack off. And he is. He's
totally.
he's just a total loser.
I'm sure he is.
This guy's a loser,
yeah,
man.
I'm sure he is. But I'll watch it eventually, you know.
No,
but
I'd like to. Yeah, you'd think Connor's a loser. He is.
I already do without watching it, right? Like, you concocted this scheme and
exactly.
You know, you're stealing the signs. Like, didn't we learn from the Patriots? Like, you're not going to get away with it, man.
From the 913, so Bob is an Ohio State fan. Then he's a Will Howard fan, so he's a K-State fan by proxy.
Correct.
Welcome to the Wildcat family, Bob. E-maw, baby.
I love that text. There you go.
Take the day off. Take the day off. And then we finish up with the same text number, the same guy. He's on fire. 2 out of 2. What do you call a chicken looking at a bowl of lettuce? Chicken sees a salad.
Ah, that's good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.